Hello and welcome to Daily Info's Oxcast. It's your once a week roundup of everything that is worth doing, seeing, listening to, tasting, revelling around, rolling around in joy to see in and around Oxford, UK.
It is Wednesday the 4th of September.
I'm Alan Collinson.
I'm Anais Higgins.
And let's jump straight into it because there is a fantastic sounding play which is put on this week by the Oxford Playhouse.
But hopefully outdoors.
Yeah, I know. It's not at the Playhouse, you see. It's called Allotment. And it's a piece of site-specific theatre, which is actually set. Where's it set?
On an allotment.
On an allotment. It's so clever. I mean, genuinely, yes, all right, fairly. It's a fairly simple gag, but genuinely, this makes me very happy. What it is, it's a story about the sisters, Dora and Maddie, who live out their sibling rivalry through their shared allotment. And a simple tale of plants quickly turns into a dark comedy.
And it did really well in Edinburgh a few years ago, I think. It's won awards and it's toured.
It won something called the Scotsman Fringe First Award, which is given for really good new writing. And it's a very difficult, it's a very tough competition, as you imagine.
And your writing can be, it's so broad, it can be a bit difficult to judge, I think, a lot of the time.
Absolutely, yeah. But this really impressed the judges. Also, it's interesting to see what is something that's comedic winning, because often it's very serious drama that wins, because it's, you know, talking about the new playwrights of tomorrow. But this is funny. My reviews I read of it say it's really funny, and it's on an allotment outside in gorgeous weather. What more could you want? It's a tale of life, death, and pink fur apple potatoes.
And it's about an hour long, if not a bit less.
Yeah, so it's 50 minutes long, no excuse. You can see Allotment at 5:30 or 6:30 at the Osneymead Allotments on Botley Road. It's on tonight and tomorrow only, Wednesday or Thursday. So this is your last chance to catch a new, fun piece of theatre.
And the weather's good today and it's looking good tomorrow as well. So
there
it's
we
perfect
go.
Timing.
Of course, if you're now listening to this like in the dreary mid depths of like next week and the rain's pouring down outside, you're like shaking your fists at the sky or possibly at your computer and going, why didn't I go along? Listen, yeah, consider.
Ask yourself those questions.
Exactly, and ask yourself why you're not listening to Oxcast every Wednesday when it's released. Anyway,
on. Do you have anything also in the funny line?
Well, I do, actually, as it happens. I'm glad that you asked, because there is something comedy, some stand-up on Thursday night. It's for tomorrow. The Northwall Arts Centre have a monthly So comedy slot where they feature some of the best up-and-coming comics touring the country. The jokes will probably be a lot better than that.
Probably.
It wasn't even really a joke, it's just a mispronunciation. Anyway, Tom Deacon is this month's headliner. He won Chortle's Student Comedian of the Year Award at Edinburgh in 2007. Again, an extremely tough competition to win. I actually saw the 2013 version about 3 weeks ago, and the finishing selection were amazing. And to think that, like, you can, because I think there's a pool of about 500 students.
Oh my god!
I know. And then the funniest gets plucked out, and Tom Deacon has now gone on to a Radio 1 DJ slot. So he's doing well. He's a kind of young, laddish comedian. This show is called Deaconator, and it's inspired by Tom being forced to confront his growing age. Guess how old he is, Anais?
Oh god, like 19 or something.
Yeah, well, he's actually 27 now.
Oh, he's way older than us.
Yes.
Me.
Says the fresh young faced creature, yeah. Sorry, I'll just move my Zimmer frame here a little closer to the microphone. Yes, you can see this young, immature, I think he described himself as a boy man, at the Northwall Arts Centre Thursday, 7:30.
That kind of comedy does go down very well with, I think, the early to late 20s, everyone in their kind of like quarter life crisis of denial of growing up, and
absolutely
at the same time being really middle-aged and in their habits.
I think it's because we compare ourselves to our parents, actually, because we can't afford houses, and we don't often, like, sometimes we don't drive cars, and like we think of us, we're sort of trapped in this perpetual adolescence where the things that interest us, and I'm talking about me, the things that interest me, like comics and video games, are the same things I liked when I was 12, except now I also like breasts and beer. So although actually probably at that age I was still quite interested, fascinated by the concept of breasts and beer, even if I had no first-hand experience. But anyway, so yeah, go and see Tom Deacon. Any of this sounds interesting to you, as I said, Northwall Arts Centre. What about some music now?
Yes, we spoke to Richard, who is one of our music experts in the office.
Just one. We have a wide selection.
And he told us a bit about the music happening in Oxfordshire this week.
And I'm here with Richard Brotherton, our resident expert on the Oxford music scene. What makes you the expert on the Oxford music scene, Richard?
Ooh, I don't know. We normally sort of draw straws in the office, and whoever has the most musical straw wins.
Absolutely. Tell us about some of the great gigs that are on this week.
Okay, so this week we have got, starting this Saturday, at the Old Fire Station, we have Ran Can Can, which is a Cuban big band.
Fantastic.
Just salsa dancing and stuff. That's 8 o'clock, that's £7. Well, if that's not your sort of cup of tea, we have the Old Bookbinders in Jericho. Mm-hmm. The Tout Demons, Jack and Anna and Charlie Levy. Tout Demons, great local band. Often describe themselves as Egyptian reggae.
What does that mean?
They tend to do very popular covers in a reggae style, and the lead singer, Rami, is Egyptian.
There we go. Excellent.
Then on Sunday, I got the Donington Community Music Night. I thought we'd feature this one, because quite a lot of events tend not to be open to all ages.
Yeah.
And this is more of a family event. It's held at Donington Community Centre, normally the first Sunday of the month,
yeah,
but it's currently held this coming Sunday, Sunday the 8th, and that starts at 6 o'clock. It's got Beard of Destiny, Moon Leopard, Blind Johnny, Danny Kaye, Celeste, and an acoustic jam session.
Sounds great. So one to take the kids along to then?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Then on Monday at the James Street Tavern, there is a French and Breton music session, so an open folk session for any French and Breton style musicians.
What sort of Breton style thing might we be looking for?
I think the reason why it says French and Breton is that Breton music is very distinctive from French folk. Much, much higher sort of Celtic influence going on there.
Yeah, sure.
Very, very similar to Irish and Scottish Celtic music.
Right, okay. So,
opposed to traditional French music. And then also on Monday the 9th, if there is Oxford ukuleles at the Port Mahon, they regularly meet every Monday at the Port Mahon. There's a beginner ukulele session.
Great. So if you want to inflict your ukulele skills upon your friends.
Indeed. Or indeed you want to improve on your ukulele skills so your friends don't hit you over the head with your ukulele.
Brilliant.
And then one final one, this coming Friday at the Wheat Sheep is Club Cacophony. That's a regular local bands night which features this week the Guggenheim, Agnes Pike and Dallas Don'ts. Some great bands there. Very much on the theatrical side there. So go and see them as well as listen to them.
Okay. Well,
obviously many, many more on the website. Check theinfo.co.uk.
Thank you so much, Richard.
So that was Richard and this week's music offerings. Now moving on to our weekend in Oxford. There is a festival taking place at the Mason's Arms in Headington.
A festival, you say? I am astonished.
A beer festival.
Excellent.
It features local and award-winning and speciality beers. A whole range of beers. There's over 40 in total, but there's also some ciders and perries as well.
I'm glad to see that they've branched out into the, like, the, you know, making sure that everyone can go along. You know?
All the pint-sized drinks are being represented, I think. There's live music from a mod rock band called Icon, and they're also serving a hog roast.
I can't think of a single reason not to go.
Sounds pretty blissful. And from the last year's promo video, it looks absolutely packed. So it sounds like it's a really good thing. And the Mason's Arms is kind of a little bit off the London Road, kind of at the top of Headington. You might not have been to it before. It's a bit hidden, but it sounds like a really nice place to go to.
It's very near the Shark, isn't it? It's just around the corner.
No, it's much further up.
Oh, right, fair enough.
It's, yeah, nearer the Ring Road side of Headington.
Okay, but worth the trek in order
very
to...
Very much worth the trek. Yeah. The festival, it starts from 5 p.m. on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. It's free to get in. You just pay for your drinks and your food and enjoy the music.
Sounds fantastic. But what if I don't want music that I have to listen to for myself? What if I want to express my own individuality through the medium of music?
Well, then there's the Chris Brown karaoke night, also in Headington. Headington is where it's at this weekend. So Chris Brown, not the one who beat up Rihanna. Chris Brown
Topical
is actually...
Jokes.
That's quite dated though now.
I think
they got
never...
back together and stuff. I think it's all been forgiven.
But every day that she stays with him is another day where that joke needs to be aired, don't you think?
I guess. Yeah, I'm doing my duty. So it's a different
Unfunny
Chris Brown.
Feminist Brigade reporting for duty.
Funny Feminist Brigade
Sorry.
Reporting for duty. Thank you very much. Take yours and refer it back where it came from. So Chris Brown is actually a local Oxfordshire DJ. With about 40 years experience, and he is bringing his karaoke roadshow to pubs across Oxfordshire, and this week he's parking in Headington. So, if you don't like hearing drunk people sing, you want to stay away from the Northway Community Centre on Friday.
I like that this doubles as an event listing and a public warning, you know.
Yes, exactly. Again, the service I'm providing, I'm the best citizen ever today. But if you do want to enjoy yourself and sing some of your favourite songs and hear some other people murder some of your favourite songs, then it only costs you £1 to make an absolute fool of yourself in Headington at the Northway Community Centre from 8:30 on Friday.
I assure you, Anais, I don't need to pay £1 to make an absolute fool of myself.
And you could even go to the Mason's Arms for the beer festival get a bit of Dutch courage, and then head over to the North Bay Community Centre. 1-2
punch.
All very near each other.
Double-fisted event listings from Anaïs. Very nice
there
indeed.
There we go. It's all tied together. Mm-hmm. Very okay. Thorough. Now I think we've got something bonkers for the weekend with our resident economist expert.
Our resident digital currencies expert.
She's got a very specific title this week. Our resident digital currency expert, Orla Brown.
And here she is. Orla, what makes you our resident digital currencies expert in the office?
I'm not sure that I would go that far. In the office, maybe. Basically, my brother gave me a Bitcoin for my birthday a few months ago.
Oh, what a thoughtful gift. Explain
it's
to our listeners.
Better than socks, isn't it? Or a gift card to accessorise.
Is it? At least socks have a physical presence.
It's
explain
more original.
What the Bitcoin is.
Well, Bitcoin is a digital open source currency, or cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. You might have seen some of it in the news a few months ago, where it rocketed to a price of about £170 per Bitcoin and then promptly crashed afterwards, which is why it was in the news and getting lots of coverage and interesting people getting interested in it and investing lots of money.
Cool.
So what's the event this weekend related to the digital currencies?
So this is a different digital currency called Feathercoin. It's actually based on, I think, slightly different code, but there have been lots of other cryptocurrencies that have sprung up in the light of Bitcoin's success. Mm-hmm. And this one was actually developed by a man called Peter Bushnell, who used to be the head of IT at Brasenose College in Oxford.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think the price of Feathercoin at the moment is about 10p or something.
But
got an easy way in,
yeah,
though, can't
exactly.
You know.
But it is meant to be a currency, yeah, because you're supposed to be able to buy these and then pay for things with them.
Exactly, and this is the point of the meetup. So it's going to be at the Oxford Blue at 3 o'clock on Saturday, and you'll be able to buy a pint in Feathercoin.
I believe this is the first pint of ale you can buy, possibly in the world, certainly in Britain, for Feathercoin.
That's right. Mm. So Oxford Blue are the first pub to be accepting Feathercoin. So I don't know, you don't necessarily have to have any before you go along. I think it'd be an interesting place to go and have little geeky chats with people about cryptocurrencies and digital open source.
How they're going to bring down the man, bring down the global economy. Well, yeah. No, replace the global economy, let's say.
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting time, and I'm just interested in the type of people who are going to be there, and also the interface of how you go about buying a pint in Feathercoin.
Well, apparently part of the talk is going to be about, it's going to be like a kind of demonstration of the Feathercoin technology in case other places in Oxford want to start using it. Who knows, maybe it will become
we should go along and people can start paying for their ads in Feathercoin.
Yes, we're not accepting Feathercoin just yet, but you know, get back to us next week.
Yeah, well, we'll go along and we will see, maybe in the future.
Yeah, because maybe we should all start investing. It could be a big thing.
Yeah.
All the millionaires.
Yeah. And this has been Stock Tips from Daily Info's podcast. When's it on again, this event?
So it's this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Oxford Blue Pub on Marston Road.
So that was Orla Brown, our resident digital currency expert, telling us about the event this weekend at the Oxford Blue. If you want to find out more about any other events happening in Oxford or Oxfordshire over eternity, you can go on our website.
I'm not sure our listings go to eternity.
They do
just
go
yet.
To eternity.
Okay.
www.dailyinfo.co.uk. You can find out about events, read reviews from events. We've also got an Oxford guide with lots of things to find out about Oxford.
It's more than just events, though, Anaïs. Come on, you're missing the best part. You can get a job, you can find a room, you can find something to buy or sell, all on
dailyinfo.co.uk.
Brilliant. Moving on to something else you could do with your weekend. What about something on Saturday night?
On Saturday night, there is an interactive murder mystery evening taking place in the Wolvercote Village Hall.
Oh, I love these!
It's being put on by the local amateur dramatic society, the St. Peter's Players, and they are actually a group that's been in existence since the 1930s in Oxford.
Oh, brilliant!
So they are pretty old school. I'm hoping there's been quite a lot of turnover and it's not just the same people. I don't think so.
It's an entirely 90-year-old cast.
No, so the evening includes a dinner in your ticket price, which is £15, which is pretty good.
Good
and the actors act the script of the murder mystery, and the audience get to ask questions and work out who's done it. So if you've ever participated in one of these, like at a party, imagine just a kind of slicker version with kind of experienced actors
actually acting out.
They'll be acting out, and they'll also be improvising when you ask them questions.
Oh,
but the meal also gives it a quite nice relaxed feel too.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should be worried if anybody listening doesn't like audience participation. Yeah. I don't think you'll be called on to act or play any characters. You just get
to ask
questions and guess and kind
like
of
like your
talk
very own Agatha Christie novel that you're taking part in.
Exactly.
I do love a murder mystery party, although I'm always slightly worried because ever since I've heard this story, a friend of mine was invited to a murder mystery party in Oxford by a friend of hers who happened to be an evangelical Christian. Just happened to be an evangelical Christian. They arrived, they sat down, they started to have dinner. Then the murder mystery came out and they were given their cards with titles like Pontius Pilate and Herod. You may have guessed it, the murder mystery was, who killed Jesus?
Wow.
Yeah, apparently what they also did is that they deliberately had about a half and half mix of quite keen Christians and the other guests who were being proselytized, and the Christians were assembled in a kind of little semicircle so that it was very awkward to escape the table. I thought was taking things a bit far, actually. Yeah. But there we go. Probably there'll be nothing like that at the St. Peter's thing.
I think it'll be a lot more relaxed, really good fun, lovely community group, and it's only £15. Go to Wolvercote Village Hall for 7 p.m. on Saturday.
Brilliant. Well, that sounds really good. What about some music for Monday night? We're going to be talking about Fiori Musicali, which is on...
Fiori Musicali.
Sorry, I forgot about the accents. Yeah. Do you do Welsh for all of your accents?
That's not Welsh.
It certainly wasn't any other European nation. It's some beautiful music in a wonderful setting for Monday. Fiori Musicali, or...
Fiori Musicali.
I think that got worse. Anyway, this group are one of the UK's premier Baroque orchestras, and they'll be performing with Monica Huggett, great name, who is a brilliant violinist. She must be, because The Telegraph says so.
They know about violins, don't they?
Well, you'd think they would. Yeah, if you can rely on them for anything, you can rely on them for classical music reviews. They're going to be performing in Pembroke College Chapel. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in, but it is a wonderful, soaring venue. It was built by Sir Christopher Wren, and you can hear era-appropriate 17th century Italian sonatas. So if you fancy stepping back in time to the days of the Stuarts, head to Pembroke, 8 p.m. Monday night.
Gorgeous. I've got some music on Monday night, a little bit more modern.
Is it also classical? Is it highly rated also by the Daily Telegraph? Because I think that's very important to our listeners.
I'm not entirely sure on the Daily Telegraph's views on the event I'm going to talk about, but it is quite critically acclaimed, so possibly by the Daily Telegraph, if not other major sources. So after 24 years in London, the Blood Brothers musical closed in November last year. But thankfully for us in the regions, that means it's now started to tour the nation.
In the regions.
We are in the regions.
I like to think that Oxford is the hub around which the UK turns, but...
No. I've got a friend who keeps calling Oxford the Midlands. It's the southeast.
Yeah, we're not really the Midlands,
to be
honest.
We are almost the Midlands, but we're not the Midlands. But we are the regions.
Mm.
And coming to our regions is Blood Brothers, which is a musical written and composed by Willie Russell, who's hugely popular. He wrote the big hits such as Educating Rita and Shirley Valentine.
Wow! I didn't realise the same person had written all these three things.
Me neither. And then you kind of put it together and you're like, oh, it's all about northern kind of community. And it does make sense when you line them all up. But he's also written lots of other plays, which... I think weren't made into big films or big stars.
Tell us a bit about Blood Brothers.
So Blood Brothers is the story of twins separated at birth who then end up on the opposite end of the kind of social and class spectrum and end up falling in love for the same girl when they kind of come of age.
As you do.
And obviously that all ends in tragedy. It's
Spoiler
really
alert.
Sad.
Yeah.
No, I haven't told you. I mean, I could have spoiled it far more.
Okay.
But there are lots and lots of musicals which are relentlessly feel good and all about spectacle. But Blood Brothers is actually really nice in that it's actually touching and it's much more about the story and the characters and the people and not about the lights and the dancing and all of that, which is all very good.
Yeah.
But that's not the central focus.
Fantastic.
And the good thing is a lot of musicals that do tour from London have to downscale to be able to take what they've got and take it around the country. Whereas with Blood Brothers, because it's not all about the glitzy sets, you'll get a really good experience of what would have been in London rather than a sort of pared down version of it.
That's a really good
touch.
I think
it's really important.
It means that you didn't miss it at the West End.
Exactly.
You're just getting another chance to see it.
Exactly.
So when's it on?
So it's on from Monday to Saturday at the New Theatre with 7:30 shows, and there's 2:30 matinees on selected days. Fantastic musical. The sad songs kind of remain with you more than the upbeat ones, but that's because it's a really sad story, but really good.
Brilliant. Well, I'm really glad to hear it. Okay, let's move on to St. Giles's Fair.
Yay!
It's a day at the fairground. After you've been to the sad, sad Blood Brothers musical, you're going to go and have to enjoy yourselves. St. Giles's Fair is, of course, returning to Oxford, as it has every year. Guess how old the fair is now?
It's well old. Since the 1760s?
1760s. Good guess. It's only off by about 500 years.
Oh, no.
1200 AD was when the Church of St. Giles was consecrated. And ever since that day, there has been some sort of festival on the first Monday and Tuesday after St. Giles Day in September. in Oxford. It's a bit less sacred, of course, these days. There's going to be a fun fair, there's going to be amusement park rides, there's going to be coconut shies, carnival games, all the usual
candy
food.
Candy floss.
All the usual. And toffee apples, one of my favourites. Never actually as good as you think they're going to be, but somehow still enjoyable.
That's because it's a stale apple shoved in toffee. It's never...
Don't ruin my fun.
Sorry.
Look, all the food, toys, tap and excitement of the fair. St Giles, of course, is going to be closed to traffic for 2 days. And is an interesting thing here as well. Apparently, the reason why St Giles' Fair started is that St Giles Road is not a public thoroughfare. It's not owned by the city council or the people. It is owned by the university. And the reason why they started closing the road is because you have to block off certain areas of land in order to show that the university owns them and not the council.
They used to close
the
park as well, didn't they? Even though it wasn't in the park, just to be like, yeah. It's ours.
It's our park.
We've got the rules.
We'll close it when we like. It's my park and I can close it if I want to. Anyway, I'm not sure if this tradition still applies, but the point is that the residents of Oxford, never to miss a trick, decided, ooh, large open space, centre of Oxford. Might well roll a barrel of beer down there, start charging people for it. Unfortunately, the barrel of beers are no longer constant with Oxford's ban on open containers in the city centre, but there are, of course, lots of replacements for them instead. So it's going to be all day, Monday and Tuesday, next week.
Until late into the evening. And everything lights up. Moving on to Tuesday, last day we talk about in the Oxcast. There's an award-winning show coming to the North Wall Arts Centre.
This show looks so good.
It's really fun. It's called Monkey Bars, and it's been developed from conversations with, I think, 40 7 to 10-year-old children. And so the piece is performed in verbatim, which means the adult speak the words of the children, but they've put them into adult situations, and they're wearing suits in the show.
It's such a clever idea.
It's 100% the children's words, but then they've used it to kind of shape characters in the situations, which then kind of add poignancy to what the children are saying.
I love the kind of things they're talking about as well. I think you can see like little sample clips and stuff, and they're talking about, they've been asked, like, you know, about their friends, their day-to-day lives, their fears, their hopes, and it's just... It's so fascinating to see uncensored children's words, you know?
And it says a lot about us and growing up and childhood and the sense that they're speaking.
Absolutely.
How much we just dismiss.
I know. I know. And they have these incredibly rich, like, lives full of thoughts and, like, hopes and terrors and private embarrassments and private joys. And we just don't see those because we, like, cut them away and we say, oh, it's a silly child with a silly child fear.
And you'll grow out of it and it'll stop because that happens, but it doesn't have to, maybe.
Yeah.
So it's just six actors on a bare stage with, I think, six blocks that they sit on and use. So really simple, all about the words and the listening. They, you know, the people who developed it listen to the children, so now we have to kind of go for that listening experience. And you can also buy the script if you enjoy it. They've got a published version, so if you want to kind of take it home with you, there's a script. It's next Tuesday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. at the North Wall Arts Centre.
I'm afraid that's all we've got time for this week, though, but it sounds an amazing bunch of shows.
It's really good.
Of course, there's always more on offer. You can go to www.dailyinfo.co.uk. We have the complete cinema listings for Oxford there. We've got all of the theatre, all of the gigs, all of the club nights and all of the things you can go to. Go and have a look. It's something else that we haven't featured. Tell us about it.
You can also go look for some jobs or list a job if you're offering a job and find somewhere to live. Or advertise a spare room you want somebody to live in.
Anyway, did I mention that it's completely free? Seriously, you can advertise for free up to 10 words. Anyway, go check it out. But in the meantime, we have been Oxcast.
Thank you for listening.